Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Wednesday the state of Alaska is suing the U.S. Department of the Interior for illegally and unjustifiably extending the decades-long restrictions on nearly 28 million acres of federal lands in Alaska. The action by Secretary Deb Haaland blocks the state land selections and Alaska Native Vietnam veteran allotments. Governor Dunleavy released a statement saying that these unnecessary withdrawals need to be lifted and that we need to finally move this process forward. This is another federal attempt to deny Alaska the full realization as a state promised under our statehood compact, and it should not stand. Dave Stearin, Communications and Community Outreach Director for the Governor's Office, told KSRM,
"This isn't some new thing, and so Secretary Haaland and the Biden administration, I mean, okay, the state of Alaska is always going to fight the feds over land issues, and I really like your topic before I came on about putting more land in the hands of residents, but what Haaland did is look into the eye of Vietnam veterans, Alaska Native Vietnam veterans, and said, you know what, in a couple years, we'll consider giving you your allotment. Well, nobody knows how long anybody has on the world, and to look these folks in the eye and say, yeah, we appreciate your service, but we once again, the federal government, are not going to make good on a promise to American Natives and American Indians by, frankly, a secretary that is Native American, is a bad look all around.
Under a federal law from the 70s, the secretary was allowed to issue temporary land withdrawals to restrict the use of federal land in Alaska to allow the Department of the Interior time to determine how federal land should be issued in the state. They also effectively prevented the transfer of temporarily withdrawn lands to the state under the Alaska Statehood Act. Many of those 70s-era orders have never been lifted, even though the reasons for the withdrawals have been satisfied for decades, according to the governor's office. The lawsuit asks the district court to prevent the Department of the Interior from continuing to delay the orders and to direct the department to lift the withdrawals immediately. Anchorage Daily News reports that federal regulators say the parent company of KTUU, Channel 2 News, quote, willfully and repeatedly violated a prohibition against a single entity owning the top two television stations in a market when it purchased KTVA Channel 11 and acquired its CBS network affiliation last year. The FCC has proposed fining KTUU's owner, Gray Television, over $500,000. In a liability notice published on Wednesday, the FCC cited a rule that says no single company is allowed to own more than one of the top four full-power stations in any market. The local television ownership rule exists to promote competition and diversity of viewpoints in local markets, according to what the FCC said. The FCC alleges that Gray Television broke that rule when it acquired CBS affiliate KTVA Channel 11 from GCI in 2020 and began broadcasting the program schedule that used to air on KTVA on the full-power station KYES, giving the company control of the two leading broadcast stations. KTVA went off the air in September of 2020. Gray Television station was found to be in violation of the rule from the day it acquired KTVA's CBS affiliation, July 31st of last year, until March 3rd of 2021, when it moved CBS programming to its low-power translator station and aired a simulcast of that programming on a KTUU digital subchannel, according to this notice. The fine proposed for Gray Television is the statutory maximum, according to what the FCC notice said. It's not clear what the FCC notice against Gray Television will mean for KTUU moving forward. The station GM did not immediately respond for request comment on Wednesday. A former state lawmaker is considering a run for governor in next year's election. Former Democratic Representative Les Guerra announced he formed an exploratory committee. He served in the legislature for 16 years before deciding not to run for re-election in 2018. The 2022 race will be the first governor's race that will be conducted with ranked choice voting rather than the traditional primary system. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.